Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by American composer Kenneth Fuchs, including a piano concerto, a song cycle, a concerto for alto saxophone and orchestra, and a concerto for electric guitar and orchestra. A wide range of sounds, to be sure, but all handled with the easy-sounding mastery that one finds in his music. Here's a bit more of the piano concerto with soloist Jeffrey Beagle. Kenneth Fuchs is professor of composition at the University of Connecticut and one of the finest composers in the United States today. A review in the Gramophone magazine said that Fuchs claims his own expressive warmth and color. And the word easy keeps coming to mind, not because I think his music is easy to compose, but rather because he has such mastery of what he's doing that it sounds effortless. His piano concerto, which you just heard a bit of, is subtitled Spiritualist, after three paintings by Helen Frankenthaler. Fuchs was first introduced to Frankenthaler's work in 1983 by the PBS television documentary Helen Frankenthaler, Toward a New Climate. Here's the beginning of the second movement of that concerto, called Silent Wish. In his songs, titled Poems of Life, Fuchs takes 12 poems by Judith Wolfe and sets them for orchestra and countertenor. Wolfe's poems have a strong musical flow in the words even before they're set to music, so I'm not really surprised that folks wanted to compose music to them. The song slash poem Time Slips Away begins with the following words. Time slips away, sliding through a day, like a snake slithering through the grass, not disturbing a soul, but gone in a flash. Here is that song, sung by countertenor Arye Nussbaum-Cohen, with Joanne Folletta conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. That was Time Slips Away, with words by Judith G. Wolfe and music by Kenneth Fuchs. Fuchs's concerto for electric guitar and orchestra is titled Glacier, and it's inspired by the sweeping views of Montana. Appropriately, it was commissioned by the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra in Montana. Here's the very beginning of the piece, a movement marked tranquillo that is supposed to suggest a glacier seen from a distance. The electric guitar soloist is DJ Spar.
Thank you.
Electric guitarist DJ Spar is one of America's preeminent composer-performers. In 2011, he was listed by NPR listeners as one of their favorite composers under 40. But on this album, he turns the composing work over to Kenneth Fuchs and concentrates on performing. And if this performance is any indication, I hope the Fuchs-Spar partnership continues. Here's the fourth movement of this concerto, titled Stone. The final work on this album is Rush, a concerto for alto saxophone and orchestra, though there is a band version as well for all you band conductors out there. The piece is in two movements, the first titled Evening and the second movement titled Morning, and both of them begin with a cadenza, which means the soloist plays or sometimes improvises by themselves. In this case, the cadenzas serve as introductions to the music that follows. Here is the beginning of Evening. This is how the concerto begins.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Kenneth Fuchs and performances by a handful of outstanding soloists. Pianist Jeffrey Beagle, countertenor Arye Nussbaum-Cohen, electric guitar virtuoso DJ Sparr, saxophonist Timothy McAllister, and the words of the poet Judith G. Wolfe, all with the expert support of the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta. It's from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.559824. To go out, here's the very ending of the piano concerto, a movement titled Natural Answer. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.